Good morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel. Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel. We left off right at the bottom of Kuf Beis, Amid Beis, by the two dots, just to get our bearings. We got into a conversation of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilos, because the Gemara had discussed that if one was eating a meal on Friday afternoon, and it came into Shabbos, we had Machlokes Beis Yehuda. We already had the Machlokes besides for yesterday's daf. We had a couple days ago, whether one has to be Mafsik Esuda, bench, and start a new Suda or not. But the Gemara was discussing, according to Rabbi Yossi, one need not be mafsik. Rather, he finishes the meal, brings out two cases. On one case, he benches, and on the second case, he makes kiddush. He makes kiddush. When we spoke, he can make kiddush after the meal. That's also called kiddush makom suda, according to Rabbi Yossi. As long as the kiddush is connected to the meal, that's still kiddush makom suda. Okay, so the Gemara asks, why not use one case for benching and for kiddush? Use the same case. To which the Gemara answers, ein oisin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. So the Gemara asks on that, that you don't make mitzvahs in bundles. We know it says that if a person comes home, hanichlus labayis on Matzah Shabbos, and he has only one kais, so he only has one kais for Avdallah, but he also wants to eat Mav Malka, he's not going to have an extra kais to bench hala kais. So he eats a meal, then he uses the same kais for benching and for Havdalah. We pointed out yesterday, of course, Taisus Gasha, how on earth is he eating before Havdalah? And the answer is because since he only has one kais, so Erech Rami normally can't taste food, you can't eat before Havdalah, but in this case, we allow him to eat before Havdalah in order to be able to use the same kais for both. Taisus first entertains, we didn't speak yesterday, Taisus entertains a different tzad that we're talking about, the benching for a meal that took place Peheta on Shabbos, but then Taisus has questions on it, and the most simple question is, the lushan of the price was, Hanichnas Labayas, one who went that came into the house and sat down to eat Matzah Shabbos. It sounds very clear that the whole Suda took place Matzah Shabbos. So again, he has one kais, so you allow him to eat before Havdalah, but he's using one cup for Havdalah and for benching. The Chayetz Araya, that we're not worried about making mitzvahs, chavilas, bundling up mitzvahs. So the Gemara answered yesterday, that over there when you have no choice, just like we allow you to eat before Havdalah, when you have no choice, so we allow you to bundle up two mitzvahs on one kais, but normally we wouldn't allow it. Ask the Gemara questions from Matzah Shabbos, where you have Matzah Shabbos, you're making, which falls out on Yom Tov. Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos. Were you making Kiddush and Havdalah together? Elchor, over there too, are we not joining in mitzvahs and bundles, Kiddush and Havdalah? So the more answers that Kiddush and Havdalah is really one concept, which we said fits beautiful, like Rambam, who explains that a person is mechuyev to mekadosh Shabbos when you go in, we go out. It learns like really all from the same concept. That's all part of Zachas Yom HaShabbos Tekadshei. It includes being Mekadosh on the way in and saying Avdol on the way out, which, by the way, is why Rambam Peshitta is Havdalah is Deraisa. Not just Kiddush is Deraisa, Havdalah is also Deraisa. We said the Miri brings one side like Rambam, but then the Miri brings another side that Havdalah is Darabonah, and that seems to be a Machlaikis in the Rishonim, whether Havdalah is Deraisa or Darabonah. Rambam goes to the pain of Havdalah is Deraisa, fits very well with Agamar's answer that Kiddush and Havdalah, even if it's Darabonah, because it's still Chada Milsa, it's one idea, but if it's Mamish the same, learned from the same din in the Torah, then it's more easily understood why that's not called making Mitzvah Chavilos, because it's all one in the same din. So Gufa, once we got to this topic of Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, that is also Kiddush for Yom Tov, we're going to have a whole bunch of shitas on this, what exactly the order is, what the Seder is in such a case. Gufa, Yom Tov Shcholes Achas Shabbos, Yom Tov that falls out on Matzah Shabbos, Rav Amar, this machlokes, or the sheet of Rav, already yesterday, Yaknaha. Yaknaha means Yayin, you make Bracha Gafen, Kiddush, Ner, and then Havdalah. That's Rav Shita. Ushmul Amar, Yanak, to know. You do Yayin, Havdalah, then Kiddush. That's Rav Shmuel. Rav Amar, we're going to have, I believe, seven Shitas. Top of Kuf Gimel Aleph. For Rav Amar, Rav says, Yanak, Yayin, Havdalah, Ner, Kiddush. Levi Amar, Kanya, which is Kiddush, Ner, Yayin, Havdalah. For Rabban Amri, Kina, Kiddush, Yayin, Ner, Havdalah. Marbre de Rabna Amar, Nikia, Ner, Kiddush, Yayin, Havdalah. And Marisa Amar, Mishpe de Rav Rishua, that the order is Nehuk. Nehuk is Ner, Havdalah, then Yayin, and then Kiddush. Okay, Shalach Le Avud the Shmuel the Rebbe Yamdein Rabbeinu Seid Avdalos Heich. Teach us what's the Seid Avdalos. Shalach Le Kacham Rishpo Rabesi Shamar Bishem Aviv Shamar Bishem Bishem Chananya Neyak. The Seid is actually like that last Shita Neyak of Ner Havdalah Yain Kiddush. Amar Chanina Mashal to Bishem Chananya Lamelch Sheitzav Vepachas Nichas. The Mashal to Bishem Chananya's psak of what the order is the melech's leaving and the officer is coming, like his high ranking officer is coming afterwards. What do you do? Melavnas the melech, first you escort the Melech out, which is Shabbos. First you make the Avdallah, and then afterwards you come to greet the officer, which is the Kiddush for the Yomtiv, which is coming afterwards. So first you make Avdallah and Shabbos, then you'd make the Kiddush. Of course, we don't do that. Says Gemara, Mahavilo, it's Ultim Psak. Abai Amar Abai says the Ultim Psak is Yak Zinah. So notice now we're throwing in also the Zion for Zman. Until now we weren't focused on the Zion of Zman. Now focusing on the Shech Yonu. So Abai says Yak Zana, Yain Kiddush Zman, which is Shechyanu, Ner Avdallah. The Rava, my Rava says, of course, this is what we do, Yaknahaz. Rava says that what we do is Yaknahaz, Yain, first make a Guffin, we do make Kiddush, we say Ner, Havdallah, and then Zman. That's how Rava Paskin, and says the Gemara. The Hilchasuk Rava, Halacha is like Rava, the Halacha is like Rava. In this Machlekes, the obvious Kasher Tesis jumps in and says, Hilchasuk Rava, isn't that the Klal? Whenever we have a Machlekes to buy Rava, we pass like Rava. We have six exceptions, Yal Kigam, that's the famous six exceptions, where we pass like a buy over Rava, Yal Kigam. But aside from those six cases, we pass like Rava. So what's our Gemara spelling out for us over here? Hilchasuk Rava, isn't that always the rule when I'm buying Rava argue? Answer is Tesis, that over here, we have a whole bunch of other Shitas. You're right. Had it been just Abai and Rava, there would be no need to give a psak. But over here, we have a whole list of Amram, and actually quite early Amram. We have the Levi, and we have who else? We have Rabbah, who's a Rebbe of. We'll get back to that in a second. Actually, Rabbah was a Rebbe of Abai and Rava. We have Levi. We have earlier Amram. We have Rav and Shmuel for the earliest Amram. So therefore, in this case, not a foregone conclusion. We pass like Rava, yes, over Abaya, yes, but not over the other Amram. And therefore, Agamar says Hilchos Rava. That is Taisus' answer. The Mali Ram actually asked what we pointed out, that Rabbah was Rav's Rebbe. So yes, you have a klal. Yes, you can pass like Rav over Abaya because Yal Kagam. But Lechur, we have a separate. Actually, I mean, to phrase his question properly, he asks, we have a concept that Hilchus Kibasroi. Hilchus Kibasroi says that the later we go in the Amorite chain, ironically enough, that's how we paskin, because we go with whatever the later Amorams say. We assume they had all the information for the early Amoram, and they're including that and still coming out with a resolution, so we go with Hilchos Kabasrei. So therefore, he has not only Taisus that passing Rava over Abaye, even after Taisus, the Taisus says, yeah, we have all these other Maram. Ask the Mali Haram, big deal. We know you go like the later Amira, and Rava is the later Amira, so of course we pass like Rava. On that, he answers that we have another cloud. We have another cloud that when it comes to a Talmud and his own Rebbe, then we don't pass like the Talmud. So even though we say Hilchos Kabasrei, it's really almost a stira to the idea of a Talmud and Rebbe, because the Talmud is the Basrei, but over there we pass like the Rebbe over the Talmud. Rava's Rebbe was Rabbah, and Rabbah was present over here in this Machlekes. Rabbah had an opinion in this Machlekes, and therefore the halacha of Hilchos Kabasrei itself wasn't enough for us to just assume halacha is like Rabbah, because Rabbah's Rebbe, namely Rabbah, was a descending view, and when it comes to Rebbe to Talmud, halacha is like the Rebbe, therefore we have to paskin halacha is like Rabbah. That is the Malei Ram's addition to this Tosfos. Now there's one big I call it glaring omission. It's not a glaring omission to us, because we know that's what we do halacha lemaisa, but there seems to be a glaring omission in this whole setup of what we do on Masa Shabbos, which is also Yom Tov, about the big machlekes, about the Seder, but ultimately we pass like Rava. Then what do? Yaknaz. We have the Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdallah Zman. Fine. What happened to Besamim? We know on Masa Shabbos we make Havdallah. We have Besamim. What happened to the Besamim on Masa Shabbos? That is also Yom Tov. That is the question of the Rishonim. Rashbam already asked the question. Rashbam over here answers, you don't need Besamim. You know why? Because the whole idea of Besamim is when we lose our Neshama Yisera, we smell Besamim to kind of appease our souls for the loss of the Neshama Yisera. Well, guess what? On Yom Tov, you have a Neshama Yisera. On Yom Tov, there's a Neshama Yisera, and therefore there's no need to make a Bayim Nei Besamim. Asks Taisus on the Rashbam, beautiful answer, but if you really have a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov, then why on Matzah Yom Tov don't you make Besamim? We know Matzah Yom Tov, you just make Havdalah without Ner or Besamim. Why no Besamim on Matzah Yom Tov? You're losing your Neshama Yisera at that point. That's why Fakhtai Yisera on Rashbam, and therefore he answers, he argues and says, there is no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. Aye, so why do we not need Besamim? Taisa is very simple. Just like the Besamim is there just to appease one when he's losing his Neshama Yisera, Yom Tov, which it falls right after the Shabbos, so you can have a Yom Tov meal that night. You can have Yayin, you can have Basar, you can have Yom Tov meal. That meal alone is enough to appease the loss for Neshama Yisera. On a regular Matzah Shabbos, You need besamim because you don't have this geshmak yantam meal following. If you have a geshmak yantam meal following, that's alone reason enough to not need a neshami yaseira. So the betzel chachma brings a geshmak enough meat. It's not just a spiritual. Obviously, everyone's agreeing here that there's no besamim, no bracha besamim matzah Shabbos, which is yamtiv. But there seems to be a fundamental machlekes Taisvis and the Rashbam whether there is a neshami yaseira on yantav or not. So betzel chachma points out that there'll be enough gemin on lemaisa because we know on Shabbos. When there's a shevrachas, there's no, normally you don't make shevrachas by the subsequent days after the chasana, after the wedding, unless there are panim chadashas. You need new people that weren't by the original, by the wedding, to be joining panim chadashas, and that element of simcha that the panim chadashas have, that they weren't there till now, creates an obligation to have shevrachas. We know Shabbos doesn't need shevrachas. Why? So some of the first will explain, because there's a nisham yisera. The nisham yisera of Shabbos takes the place of Panuchadashas. So, of course, based on this, nafkimin between Rashbam and Taisus would be, would you need Panuchadashas on Yamtiv? According to Rashbam, you wouldn't need Panuchadashas on Yamtiv because you have the Shami Seira. According to Taisus, there's no Shami Seira, you would need Panuchadashas on Yamtiv. So, as I make for Psal Stern, a practical nafkimina between Rashbam and Taisus. Now, Ramban takes like almost I'll call it a middle approach. Ramban agrees to Rashbam that there is a neshami seira yantiv. He goes like Rashbam, neshami seira yantiv, and that's why Matzah Shabbos, which is yantiv, we do not need besamim. You have tasis gashas, then why not have besamim on Matzah yantiv? Says the Ramban, a beautiful chiddush, that because on yantiv, the neshami seira that we get on yantiv doesn't depart on Matzah yantiv. The neshami seira we get every Shabbos, that departs. The neshami seira we get on yantiv doesn't depart. It doesn't leave us. So if it doesn't leave us, you don't have to make a bracha on besamim Matzah yantiv. As Zayzak the Ramban, unbelievable. Every yantiv we get neshami seira, I would imagine it depends how properly we behave towards the yantiv. And celebrate how much of the Shami Seir we actually keep on Matzah Yamtiv. But he says the Shami Seir is actually kept. The Achreinim explain, the Sfasemis, Ktushas Levi, the Yitzchak B'Dishavah, they explain in this Ramban, the idea is because Yamtiv is something which the Kvias, the Yarcha, the setup when Yamtiv is all based on the Bezdin, on Chachamim. Since it's being done Bidi Adam, it has more of a power that something we work for, so to speak, stays with us more, and something that just comes by itself. Shabbos is every Shabbos, comes every 7 days, whether we like it or not, and the Shami Seira comes every 7 days. It's given to us from Shemayim, nothing that we do. Therefore, that Shami Seira comes, and it leaves on Matzah Shabbos. Whereas the Shami Seira comes for Yantiv, is kind of the Mekadosh Yisrael of Azman, because Baruch Hu gives Kedusha to Klai Yisrael, who then gives Kedusha to the Zman, and Klai Yisrael is involved in giving Kedusha to the Yamtiv, and therefore they get to keep some of the Neshami, they get to keep the Neshami Seira after Yamtiv, but very interesting, Ramban. Two other quick Mahalchim, again, we're trying to figure out where is the Besamim on Masa Shabbos when it's Yamtiv. So again, the first answer is that we have Neshami Seira Yamtiv anyway, that's Rashbam and Ramban. We have a second answer from Taisvis that know that the meal, the sudas of Yamtiv, is enough to do the appeasement. We have Taisvis and Mesechtas Beitza wants to bring a svara that the reason why we have a besamim on Matzah Shabbos is not because we're losing the Shabbos Seira, but it's because the Shamas in Gehenim, they get a reprieve. Gehenna, like the fires are shut off, they get a reprieve on Shabbos. And when the fires get put back on, then when Gehenna comes back on Matzah Shabbos, therefore, it seems like, if I haven't got it correctly, from Taisa Beitza, there's almost like a bad smell, there's a bad aroma that comes up when the Shabbos go back at the Gehenna, and the Besamim is there to kind of counteract that smell. But Taisa himself asks again, Taisa says, so Yamtiv, the Gehenim fires don't come back on. You have the reprieve on Yantav as well, and therefore no need for Besamim. So Taisus and Beitza asks on himself, the same question Taisus asks on the Rashbam here, so then make Barim Rebbe Besamim on Matzei Yamtiv. On Matzei Yamtiv, you should have to make a Barim Rebbe Besamim, if that's the logic. Answer, so Taisus leaves the Shver. So the Shibbol HaLeket answers on behalf of Taisus that only when we have Barim Ma'ayri Ha'esh, which kind of signifies the fact that fire comes back on Matzah Shabbos, which is also the idea of Gehenim coming back on Matzah Shabbos, then we need to pair it up with a Besamim. So Matzah Shabbos, when Gehenim is coming back on, and you have the Barim Ma'ayri Ha'esh, over there you also need Barim Ma'ayri Besamim. But on Matzah Yamtiv, where we don't make Barim Ma'ayri Ha'esh anyway, so over there you wouldn't need Barim Ma'ayri Besamim. That is the Shibbol HaLeket's elaboration to support Tosfos' answer in Beitza, why there is no besamim on Matzah Shabbos when it's Yom Tov, but there's vayta no besamim on Matzah Yom Tov either. Lastly, there's a sheet of Benny Gershom, a Rishon, who says, you do make besamim. You make a bracha besamim on Matzah Shabbos, that's Yom Tov. Of course, we're not knowing this way, but on Matzah Shabbos, that's Yom Tov, you don't just have Yak Nahaz leaving out besamim. There's besamim in there too. Besamim is supposed to be too. I have an obvious question. It doesn't say it. Yak Nahaz, all the sheets behind our Gemara don't say besamim. Answers Shibai Lekin again, very similar to what he says for Tosfos in Beitza, that besamim and ner are kind of a package deal. So when it says yak nahaz, it said ner, and it was understood that ner means ner who adim besamim, but it includes besamim. Ner includes besamim, but anachami, we do use besamim according to Rabbi Gershom on Matzah Shabbos. That's also Yom Tov. Again, we're not knowing that way, but that is the fifth and final, fourth approach on this idea. What happened to besamim on Matzah Shabbos? That's Yom Tov. Okay, says the Gemara. Rav Huna by Yehuda came to Rava, and we're actually going to have four stories, if I remember correctly. I don't know if we'll get to all four today, but at least we'll do at least three today, Mitzvah Hashem. Four stories of people coming in the presence of Rava, and different halachic conversations that ensued related to all to our topics over here. So Rav Huna came in front of Rava. It was a Matzah Shabbos. It was not Yom Tov. They brought in front of him Ba'ar, and B'samim, they brought the fire and the B'samim. Baruch Rava B'samim B'reishav Hadar Mar. Rava made a bracha first on B'samim, then on Mar. If you notice that most of the order that we had, today we didn't have besamim. That was the question we just asked a minute ago. In our Matzah Shabbos Yom Tov, no one seemed to bring them besamim, and even only the Rabbeinu Gershom says it's included in there. But in yesterday's daf, in the end of the shiur, we had discussed a person coming back to his house on Matzah Shabbos, and the lashon over there was he makes a bracha, he eats his meal, and then he makes a bracha on Ma'ar, on the Ma'ar Eish first, then Besamim, right? And then part of benching, but then he makes the Eish before Besamim. Here we see that what happened, Rava, and we point that out, it's not what we do, but look what Rava does. Rava Taka makes a bracha first on the Besamim, then on the Ma'ar, then on the light, which is what we do. But the problem is, Amalei, after Rav finished, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says, what are you doing? Ha-bein Rav Bein Misil, Ma'ar B'reishav Ha'ad Ha'Besamim. First goes Ma'ar, first goes Eish, then goes Besamim. L'char, both B'sham and B'sil agree that Eish goes before Besamim. Why did you put Besamim first? So Rav explained, well, first the Ma'ar brings the Braisa, and then brings the answer. Mahi, what's the Braisa that Rav Huna Bar Yehuda was bringing, that both B'sham and B'sil agree that Ma'ar goes first? B'sham Amar Ner Mazen B'sam Avdallah. B'sham says that the order of events is Ner, a bracha on the Ner, on the Ma'ar, then benching, then Besamim, then Avdallah. No, Ner, first Ner, Besamim, then Mazen, then Avdallah. Okay, this either way, this is what we're doing in that case where a person is making Avdallah and benching on the same case on Matzah Shabbos. But the point is that according to both Besham and Besil, Ner preceded the Besamim, says the Gemara. Ani Rav Basav, Amar Rav says, you're right. You definitely have a price for that. Ner seems to precede the Besamim according to both Besham and Besil, but there's a Machlekes Gufa in the Tanaim. What is the Machlekes Besham and Besil? Divrei Meir. Your version that you just quoted is the version of Rabbi Meir in the Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil. Avar Bihuda, Rabbi Huda is a different version of the Machlekes. Lenechu B'Sham B'Sil, that B'Sham B'Sil didn't argue al Mazat Shubitchila. Rabbi Huda says, no, there's no Machlekes that benching goes first, you're finishing your meal first, when you have Avdol and benching together, benching is first. V'Avdol Shubitchila, and Avdol goes at the end. That's not a machlekes. What's a machlekes? In the middle, what goes first? You have benching in the beginning, Avdol at the end, and you have Me'ar and Besamim to go in the middle, and the whole machlekes B'Sham B'Sil is exactly this topic. What goes first? Amanachlu, ala Me'ar v'Besamim. The machlekes says, Me'ar and Besamim, what goes first? B'Sham and Me'ar v'Achach Besamim. B'Sham says, Taka first, the Ar, then Berim and Eish, Mi'ah Eish, and then Berim and Besamim. Berim Me'ar Eish, and then Berim and Besamim. U'Besil Leimim, Besamim v'achach Mar, and Besil says, no, first goes Besamim, then goes Mar, which is what we do. V'am Rabbi Yechanan, this is why we do it, because Rabbi Yechanan says, Nagu am ki Beis Hillel v'alib de Rabbi Yehuda. The am took on, like Beis Hillel, which that goes without saying, always we pass like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, but which Beis Hillel? The Beis Hillel that we have according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second version, that the order is Besamim, then Mar. According to our mayor, both Beshamim and Besil agree Ner goes first. They just argue a different argument in the sequence where Avdallah gets placed. But they both agree Ner goes first. Both Beshamim and Besil agree. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. The Machlekes Guf is what goes first, Besamim or Mar. And we pass like Besil in Rabbi Yehuda, of course. I mean, we pass like Pesilla, of course, but in Rabbi Huda Shita, that Ma'ar goes second, Besamim goes first. So that was Rav's answer why he was naig as such. Next story, and again, that's Avada Halach L'Mais, what we do, we make Bar Pe'agafen, then we make Besamim, then we make Ma'ar, and then we make Avdala on a regular month of Shabbos, but Besamim goes first. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, once on the topic, we discussed in the past, but the place can be the proper way to do it is to be holding the case of Yayin in one's right hand when he starts Avdala. And it makes the bar pe'agafen, because the bracha you make the item you make the bracha should always be in the right hand. Then when it gets to besamim, he puts down the kais, takes the besamim in his right hand. Some say he picks up the kais still in his left hand, because he's still making the whole avdala kais, so the avdala kais should be in his left hand, but the besamim should be in his right hand for the bracha of havdala, for the bracha of besamim, because he's supposed to be holding the besamim in his right hand when he makes that bracha. Okay, and then he switches to the ner. Rav Yaakov Abba Ikla Lebei Rava. Rav Yaakov Abba came to visit Rava's house as well. Chazi de Baruch Barpi Agafen Akise Kama. He saw that he made Barpi Agafen on the first cup of wine that he drank, which is the Kiddush. Then he made again a Barpi Agafen over the cup of wine that was brought for Birchas Hamazon. Veshisu, and then he drank it. Amalei, so Rav Abba, when he saw this, he said to Rav Abba, said to Rav Yaakov Abba, I should say, said to Rav, Lamli Kulaha, why make so many brachas? You already made a Barpi Agafen on Kiddush, why are you making another Barpi Agafen on benching? Amalei, so Rav said back, and of course, again, we do like Rav did. We do make a new Barpi Agafen on the case of benching. But the question Rav Yaakov Abba was asking is why? Your Barpi Agafen on Kiddush should be sufficient to cover the Guffin of benching as well. Amalei, Kiavinam Bei Reish Kulusa, Hachavdinan. Rav said, when we were by the Reish Kulusa, this is what we did. Amalei, that we made a separate brachas on the wine that was drunk by Kiddush and the wine for benching. Amalei, so Rav Yaakov Abba is back. Tenech Beresh Glusa, Dach Yavet, Zach Maisley, Safkla Maisley. Beresh Glusa, that's what was done because there was a doubt whether there's going to be more wine after the first cup of wine, and therefore you have to make a new bracha when you didn't know that more food was coming. But over here, you knew you're going to have a case of benching. You knew you're going to have that case when you made the bracha on Kiddush, so your bracha on Kiddush should be enough for the case of benching. Over here in your house, the cup was known, it existed in the beginning of the meal. You knew it was in front of you. You had enough wine for the beginning of the meal for this benching, and therefore your bracha for the Kiddush should be a sufficient bracha for the grape, for the wine that's being drunk over benching. Amar Lei, so Rav said back, Ana Avdi Ktamid Rav. My Hanhaga is according to the Talmidim of Rav, the Rav Breina, Rav Chananel, Talmid Rav, Havayas Vesudasa. Rav Breina and Rav Chananel were Talmidim of Rav, and they were sitting by Emil, top of Amud Beis. They were sitting by Emil, Koya Layu, Rav Yeva, and Rav Yeva Sava. Typically, Rav Yeva, the word Sava means elder over here. Not so simple that it means mamash elder. It would be surprising if it means he's elder and he was serving them. Rav Yeva Sava was koyalal, means he was serving them. So yes, either way, he was a chashav yid, he was a amira, and he's serving. But that could be, you know, being mishamish tam chacham. We'll see actually from the story very clearly he's coming to learn from their actions and he gets involved in what they did for halacha. But it would be more of a chiddush if it was mamish. If Sava over here means elder, it would be more of a chiddush. Maybe it just means maybe that was his actual name, Sava. Okay, Amar Lei. So they said to him, Havlan Nevarach, please give us a cup of wine and let us bench. L'soif Amar Lei, Havlan Vishti. Then they said afterwards, give us a cup of wine and to drink. So meaning first they asked for bring out the wine for benching. And they said, you know what? We changed our mind. Let us just drink more. Let's not end the meal yet. Let's continue to eat. So Havlan v'Nevarach is a way of saying we're finished. We're ready to bench. But then they changed their mind not to bench, to eat more. Amalu, Hacham Rav Zervene Sava told them, this is what Rav says, Kivin Amrus Havlan v'Nevarach. Once you say Havlan v'Nevarach, once you say, give us a cup and we'll bench, Isasra l'chul l'mishti, it's us to drink further. My time at Asicha Daitaichu. That's Hesach Adas. You've ended your meal. You had in mind, you're not eating anymore. That's Hesach Adas. And therefore you require a new bracha. So over there, in that case, in that story, they just asked for wine for benching. They didn't even bench yet, but asking for wine for benching is mesiach das from the current meal, and therefore they were instructed that they need a new bracha for wine, even to continue drinking during the meal. So Rav was saying, Kolshkin, if I actually bench, benching ends my meal. And that's, of course, what we're doing till today. Once I bench, that ends my meal. And therefore, even though I'm benching ala kais, my kais will need a new bracha of a guffin afterwards because I ended the first meal. I ended any power of the first brachas. And now I need a new bracha. This, by the way, is very relevant to Lachamaisa. So if a person decides he's for sure finished eating, if he then chooses to go eat further, he would require a new bracha. The place can bring that. We've mentioned this in the past. I think we mentioned it pretty recently that we're much more fickle. Bezman hazeh, people say, no more, take it away from me, I don't want more. But unless you do Let me be more clear on that. If a person simply has a mind, he's not eating anymore, or even if he, it's a questionable about a declaration from his mouth, but if he, and nowadays people decide not to eat and then continue to eat all the time, it's a very common practice. So only if there's an action, a person, if he does that, shouldn't really eat anymore because it leads to a question of brachas, but it's not so simply a mechivah bracha. Our being geimer das is not necessarily called geimer das because we're more fickle, and therefore they want to say only if a person does a proper action like washing my machreinim, cleaning off the table a bit, physically take it away from me, taking the food away, only something more direct, more physical is considered hesach adas, and therefore a person would be mechayv new bracha. But if it's, the food's on the table and the person just in his mind decided he's not going to eat anymore, it could be, it's not so pasha that they have to make a new bracha. In that case, certainly, maybe even back then, the lashon there was, they said, havna nevarach, they made a declaration, bring us wine and let us bench, but without that, seemingly, itaka would not have been enough. Okay, next, a related story. Amemar Marzuchav Rav Ashi Avias Vesuda. Amemar, and again, it's gonna connect back to Rava. Amemar Marzuchav and Rav Ashi were sitting in a meal. V'koya layar Rav Acha Breid Rava. This time it's Rav Acha Breid Rava was serving them, was attending to them. Amemar Baruch HaKol Kisev Kisa. Amemar made a bracha of a gafan on every single cup. That's a new chiddush that we haven't seen yet. Then Mar is gonna explain really, there's a reason behind it. It's not really new chiddush. It was a practical issue by him personally. Okay, that's a meimar. Marzucha baruch akisa kam akisa baser. Marzucha made a bracha on the first cup, and then throughout the meal, whatever he drank, he didn't make a new bracha. But then on the bracha on the case of benching, he made another bracha akisa basra on the cup of benching. Rav Ashi baruch akisa kam avasule baruch. Rav Ashi made a bracha on the first cup and didn't make any bracha at all over any of the ensuing cups, even the bracha of benching. Amalev acha barava. Amalu Rav Acha Barava, so Rav Acha, who is Barava, who is the Shabbos, who was serving them, he said, Anan Kamanavid, what should we do? Who should we act like? Meaning he said this in front of them, whose psak should I take? You all three of you having different anagas as to what the proper setup is when one's drinking grape wine, how many brachas of gavri has to make throughout the meal. So Amim right away said, don't look at me. Amim Amar, the reason why I can't make a bracha is because I had a mind, no more, I'm not drinking anymore. And then I changed my mind to drink. Every time I had a mind not to drink anymore, and then changed my mind to drink, required a new bracha. So don't bring a proof from me that you need to make a new bracha every time. I made a new bracha every time only because I had a mind to stop drinking. So Amemar took himself kind of out of the equation. Amar Mazucha says, Ana da Avdi Kitamid the Rav. I did like to be the Rav, like we just pointed out from that last story, that I'd like to be the Rav that made a bracha in the beginning for wine, and that was enough. That was enough for the whole meal. I made a separate bracha after benching because benching ended my meal. I need to make a new bracha after benching, and that's exactly what Rava was relying on, which is Racha's father, Racha Beit Rava. Rava, that's what Rava was relying on. This talmidim of Rav, for Rav Ashi Amar less hilchus k'tamid the Rav. Rav Ashi says it's very nice that what you're doing is like to be the Rav, but we don't pass it that way. We don't rule like to be the Rav. We take a rule like the question there of Yaakov Abba asked Rava. That's how we rule that the bracha that one makes at the beginning of the meal works for the whole meal, including. It works for the geffen that comes after benching. So Rashi says that you don't need to make a separate bracha for the wine after benching. It's included in the original hageffen. Okay, says Gemara. Rav Ashi now brings a proof to his shita, meaning he brings a proof that we don't pass like tamidim of Rav. Says Rav Ashi, to hayamtav shechalias be'achar Shabbos v'amarav yaknaha. Yamtav falls out on Mat Shabbos. Rav said, "What's the seder dvarim? Yain kiddush ner havdala." V'loi, right? That's, so what do you see? What do you see? You make yayin kiddush ner avdala. What's the riot from over there that when you bench, you shouldn't need a new brach of a kiddush? So that's machlokes in the Rishonim. Rashi and Rashbam both explain that what's happening over here is that, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. The Rashi explains that the kiddush is kiddush didn't create a hefzig. Meaning, you're making a bar per guffin. You then say kiddush yaknaha, kiddush, then ner, then avdala. So l'chayra, by the time you drink, you already had kiddush in between. If benching creates a hefsek, so too kiddush should create a hefsek. And the fact that it doesn't is a raya that we don't pass like the tamidut rav. That is how Rashi learns the raya from Rav Ashi. Tosfos asks the obvious question that l'chayra. Even if you want to say that kiddush resembles benching as some sort of hefsek from your bar per guffin. What Rav Ashi would be suggesting is you'd be making two bar per guffins on the same case. On the same case, you make two bar per guffins that we never find. You can make a bar per guffin on the case, make kiddush, and then make another bar per guffin on the same case. Grant, you have kiddush and Abdullah on the same case. You're making two different, you're, 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 executing both Kiddush Shabbos on the same case, but two agafens on the same case, that we never find. Our discussion is that we have a new case. Do you have to make a second agafen, or could you rely on the older agafen? But to have two agafens on the same case, that's fair. Therefore, Tesis says, in one case, how can it be right? Tesis says that Bechlal, the fact that the Bar Per Gafen wasn't placed at the end, the fact that we didn't say, do Kiddush, Havdalah, I'm leaving out with errors because the order is not important for this purpose, but Hagafen should be at the end. The Yayin Bracha should be at the very end, right before you drink. The fact that you make the Bracha Yayin first and you mafsik before you drink with Kiddush and Havdalah, that's the proof that benching shouldn't be a hefsik. That is how Tosfos learns the Gemara's proof for Vashi, not the way Rashi's learning that you should require a second bracha of Hagafen on the same case. That's why he says, Bukhari wouldn't be Havmina. Okay, but other the Gemara rejects this Raya from Ravashi. Vlehi, Hasam, Akar, Daiti, Mimishte, Hachlek, Daiti, Mimishte. We know the Avis Chilik. By benching, it's not just a hefsik of saying words. Benching is an idea of ending my meal. I'm not eating, I'm not drinking anymore. You're mafsik, that's meaning, and therefore requires a new bracha of Bar Hagafen after finishing benching. Whereas by the case of Matzah Shabbos, of Abdullah and Kiddush, there was no Hezek Hadas from eating, no Hezek Hadas from eating anymore, and therefore, that's why it doesn't need a new bracha. You can't be right from that case to our case, so the Gemara deflects Rav Ashi's Raya. And of course, we know, ultimately, what we do exactly like the Talmidim of Rav, we do like Rav held, like Talmidim of Rav, which is also what Marzutra did, which is we make a bracha, one bracha for a guffin, which takes us throughout the meal, and then a new bracha for a guffin, when we bench, alakayis, you make a separate bracha of HaGuffin. Okay. Kimata Lavdule, when they came to Havdalah, this goes back to this goes back to Rav Yaakov Bar Abba when his visit with Rava when he came to Havdalah. Come Shamish v'adlik avuka b'sharga. The Shamish got up and lit a avuka from a which is like a torch from a lamp that was an existing lamp, and he went and took a torch and lit it from the lamp in order to make the bracha of Bar Mereish. Amalei lamlik lahach. Why did you have to go make a new torch from a lamp? Haman chashaga. You had a lamp that already was burning, so just use that. Amalei shama medaitei denav shikaved. So Rava said to him, the Shamish did it on his own. I didn't ask him to do it. Amalei, so which was really a deflection. Rav was really deflecting because that's not going to answer, which is exactly what happens. Amalei, Rakabab said to Rav, Elisha mila minei demar lehavi oven. It's very nice you didn't tell him to do it. They did it on his, and he did it. But if he hadn't heard from you, he wouldn't have just done it. The fact that he's doing it is obviously something he learned from you. So what's the pshat? I mean, it's interesting why Rav was deflecting the question without giving a proper, without giving a full answer. Why he deflected in the first place? But okay, Amalei, Rav said. Don't you agree to this that it was taught that a avuka for Abdullah is a mitzvah mufchar, having an avuka, which is why we pass the person we should have. Avuka doesn't have to be a massive torch, but to have a candle or a setup which has multiple wicks is a hiddur for Abdullah. It's a hiddur to have a nicer flame which comes from multiple wicks. Okay, Pasach v'yamar. So Rava began to say to Abdullah, and he said, "Hamavda b'kayish l'chol bein er l'chayshich ben Yisrael amim ben yamash filu sheishis me'amasa." So this is exactly the nusach we say till today. Mavda b'kayish l'chol difference. Kadosh Baruch Hu separates between kayish l'chol ben er l'chayshich ben Yisrael amim ben yamash filu sheishis me'amasa. Amar lei between the 6 days of the week with Shabbos. Amar lei. So when Rava heard this lengthy Havdalah, so he said, Rakabav is asked, Lamli Kulah, why do you know this? Vamarav Amrin Marav, Hamabda Makesh Lachol, that's enough. Zuev Dosa Shabi Udanasi, that's the Havdalah of Udanasi. And we talk, we are knowing this way, that when it comes to, I mean, we say in Shmanese, in Atachanatanu, which is also has the Nusuk that Ravu was quoting, but we know that if a person, for whatever reason, didn't say Atachanatanu, and he wants to Malacham at Shabbos, or a person didn't have Mayrav, and he wants to Malacham at Shabbos, what's the Nusuk that we say? We just say the words Baruch Hamavda Makesh Lachol. So that is the Havdalah of Udanasi. Why did you say this longer text? Amalei, so Rava says, Ano Kasvile, I hold in this matter, like the following, Amar Blaz, Amar Ishaya, Apeches Leifches Mishalish. One who's making Havdalah shouldn't say less than three, like distinctions, three Havdalahs. The amount of Havdalahs that I said, the amount of distinctions, Kaidish Lachayel, Ar Lachayeshich is two, Yisro Amim is three, Yamashvi Shesh Mamas is four. Don't say less than three, and don't say more than seven. So Amalei, so top of Kavzal and Aleph, Amalei Vamalei, Tlasa, Amar Lishem Amar. You didn't say three or seven, you stopped in the middle. Amrle, so Rava said back, Ibra ben Yamashvi Shesh Memasa, Mein Chasim Mihi. You're right, I really said three. And the chiluk between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week is not really coming just to be Havdalah, that's coming more to be a chasima to the chasima to the bracha, and therefore I'm doing three with a chasima. V'am Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel Hamavdil Tzar Shemem in chasima Sabach Chizmasai. Like we have a memra from Yudah Mar Shmuel, Rav is basing himself on this memra that one who makes a havdala, one who makes a bracha havdala, should be, make a chasima to the bracha similar to the bracha itself. Ufabdis Amri main pesichas Sabach Chizmasan. They should make near the conclusion something similar to the opening, which again seems to be saying make another havdala in the conclusion, make a havdala, which seems to be exactly what we said from Shmuel. What's the chilek by Benayo? Ikav Benayo Yamtiv Shecholias Achas Shabbos Techasmina Make Kodesh LeKodesh. The Nafkamin is when Yamtiv falls out on Shabbos, we make a conclusion of Make Kodesh LeKodesh. Man Damar Main Psichas Sabach Chizmasan. You have to do similar to the psicha next to the end. Loi by the Meimer Make Kodesh Shabbos Kodesh Yamtiv Dalta. Man Damar Main Chasima Sabach Chizmasan. The one who says you have to do similar to the Chasima at the right by the chasima holds itak have to say by the memar being kedusha shabbos kedusha yamtiv delta, which is what we do. We say the lashon of being mavda between kedusha shabbos and kedusha yamtiv. That's the nusach that we have lamaisa. Now we'll get back to more on that on tomorrow, Mitzvah. But just one quick point before we stop on the earlier on this conversation of the combination back to again of birchas hamazon and avdala, which we had again a person eating a meal on matz shabbos and he has avdala and birchas hamazon to make together. So in our sugya, Rashi and Rishpam both explain that the Birchas HaMazon goes first because Eim Avriyin Al Mitzvahs. Rashi and Rishpam explain that when you have Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, the Birchas HaMazon, again, we referenced it just now, earlier, just towards the end of the daf, in Ravashi's conversation, and we had it right towards the end of yesterday's daf, that person comes up for Shul, Matzah Shabbos, only has one cup, he's using the same cup for Havdalah, he needs to use it for Milav Malka, for the benching as well, so he eats the meal, makes Havdalah, and Birchas HaMazon on the same case. So again, in these cases, Rashi and Rishpam are explaining that the Birchas HaMazon goes first before the Avdalah, because Ein Mavrin Al Mitzvahs, the Chiv of benching was first, Ein Mavrin Al Mitzvahs, you make Birchas HaMazon first, and then you do the Avdalah. There's a machlekes in general, whether there's a din of Ein Mavirin when it comes to a Durabun and a Duraisa. Ein Mavirin means, just to be clear, that if I'm middle of one mitzvah, if a mitzvah in front of me, I don't pass over that mitzvah to go to a second, different mitzvah. Now there's a shaila, what if the mitzvah I'm engaged in is Durabunan? And the mitzvah that I have an opportunity to go do now is Duraisa. Maybe over there we do say Mavirin. Do we say Mavirin when it comes from a Durabunan to a Duraisa? So the Chayra, they want to bring a Raya, the first one to bring a Raya from our Sugya, that if you hold Havdalah's Daraisa, then in Chami, there wouldn't be a Raya from our Sugya. But if you hold, not like Rambam, we spoke earlier today, Rambam Shita is Havdalah's Daraisa. But if we hold that, not like Rambam, we hold Havdalah's Darabanan, like the other Shita in the Meiri, that Havdalah's Darabanan, then our Sugya would be a Raya from Rashi or Rashbam. They could have said the reason why it goes first, on second, is because you'd be being Mavir from why would they have to come onto Ema Viren, the Chayra, you have a Avdala's opposite. Benching's Daraisa, and Avdala's only Darabanan. So, the Chayra, why have to come onto Ema Viren? It seems like the Din of Ema Viren applies even between Daraisas and Darabanans. Again, assuming Avdala's Darabanan, applies even to Daraisa Darabanans, that'll be a Rai from Rashi Rashbam, that Ema Viren applies not just from two mitzvahs on the same level, even mitzvahs on different levels. We still have the call of Ema Viren. You don't leave for one mitzvah, you don't pass over one mitzvah to go do another mitzvah. There is a big kasha of Taisus. Yes, there's a bunch of beautiful Taisus over here. We'll just point out one of them. Taisus asks that we're saying that you have the nevarach. That when you say have a nevarach, that means you're ending your meal, and therefore that's why you have to make a new bracha of Bar Pia Guffin, even if you want to drink more before benching, certainly if you want to bench, because have a nevarach ends the meal. Taisus asks that we know this famous story, the Gemara Brachas Daf Memches, the big discussion over there about being mitzi and benching, about whether a person is only chayim with Rabbanan, or someone's deraisa. The Yanei Melech and Malka, Yanei had wiped out all the chamim, unfortunately. And he had said he needs someone to lead them in benching after a big meal. He needs someone to lead them benching. And he said, who's there to bench for us? Who's going to bench for us? And Rishim Shetach came along and said, I'll bench for you. Even though all he did was have a cup of wine, he said, I'll bench. A big discussion. How could he bench only a cup of wine? He didn't have mezainis. It's part of the discussion over there. But the point is that L'chaira, they already said, Havlon, who's going to bench for us? Rabbi Yanni said, he said, who's going to bench for us? By saying, who's going to bench for us? L'chaira, that was the ending of the meal. So if he says, who's going to bench for us? That ends the meal. Even if Shem HaShadach came at that point and partook in the meal, and what did he have? All he had was Geffen, which again, separate point, but all he had was Geffen. How does he become part of the Zeman? The halacha is, once the meal's over, a person can't join in and eat then, and then be part of the Zeman. It's too late. So if Havlan, just like was saying, Havlan Varach ends the meal, Yana's declaration, the Chor should have ended the meal, how on earth was Shem HaShadach able to join them and be part of the Zeman? Azayim Frecht, Tesis, there's various answers given to this Gasha. Tesis, Gasha, but a lot of the first deal with it. The Tesis answers that Rav Shimon Shatach B'chlau was acting on his own. Meaning Rav Shimon Shatach was also making benching on Geffen. And we don't typically have benching on Geffen. And therefore, he was acting according to his own anaga for whatever reasons. Can't be arrived from that story. That's Tesis answer by us. That Tzlach answers that he wasn't being misarved to the Zimun. He wasn't being served to the Zeman. He was benching for himself. They needed benching. He, when a person's benching, even though he's not part of a Zeman, he can be might see those who are in a Zeman next to him, because Lemaisi is saying the words of benching. He can be might see. He wasn't part of a Zeman with them. Menachami, he's talking separate, but he's might see them with his benching. Others want to answer that when Yane asked who's going to bench for us, that wasn't ending the meal. He was just looking for someone to bench on their behalf, and Shimon Shatach was brought. He partook, and then he was ready to bench. But the point is, Yane's declaration over there of who's going to bench for us was not "let us go bench." It's a little bit different, and therefore that wouldn't be an ending to the meal. Interesting discussion in the Mefarshim. We'll pause over here, pick it up tomorrow. Mr. Shem, have a wonderful day.